1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. DMEA is expected to release information today about what it called a targeted attempt on its internal network, which took some operations offline in early November. According to the Montrose Press, the power co-op yesterday confirmed it was the victim of a sophisticated and malicious cybersecurity attack. CEO Alyssa Clemson-Roberts tells the paper they don't believe customer information was accessed in the attack. Mesa County Sheriff's Office is keeping a close eye on election conspiracy theorists after threatening comments made during a recent Zoom meeting. According to the Daily Sentinel, the Sheriff's Office is monitoring the situation, including a planned rally for Clerk Tina Peters set at noon today in front of the old Mesa County Courthouse. County commissioners are not in their offices today. They're at the Colorado County's winter conference in Colorado Springs this week. Families in Mesa County are lining up to get their 5 to 11-year-old kids COVID shots, so many that Mesa County Public Health is expanding clinic hours for those kids and patients 12 and older. Check out the Health Department website and make an appointment. Colorado health officials are monitoring wastewater in an effort to detect the COVID Omicron variant if and when it shows up in the state. CBS 4 says 20 wastewater utilities across the state have been able to track COVID-19 spread, in some cases before it happens. Data on the wastewater monitoring program is on the CDPHE website. What's been called the Great Resignation is hitting Colorado harder than other states. CBS 4 in Denver says Colorado saw 4.3% of workers resign in the month of September. Bureau of Labor Statistics puts Colorado fourth highest alongside Indiana and Alaska for rates of resignation. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.